The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
You're tuned in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, guiding your gridiron journey, none other than your host, former NFL lineman, Ross Tucker.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It never is. It is a Finish Strong Friday, a Picks Friday, a Winners Friday edition of the mighty RTFP. We are, of course, presented by DraftKings. Very thankful for those dudes and dudettes, just like I'm very thankful for each and every one of you that takes time out of your day, pretty much every day, to listen to us or check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. About 25 minutes every day, making sure you know what's going on in the National Football League. Absolutely love it. Especially love those of you that go the extra mile on a Winner's Friday. People like Joshua Holler, he replied to the live stream. We like giving you the answers to the test ahead of time. He replied to the live stream. We now live stream all the Ross Tucker Football Podcasts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, as well as YouTube. He replied on Twitter, congratulations, Josh. Email me, ross@rostucker.com. Let me know which press pass you'd like that I've been gobbling up this season. I got so many awesome ones. Can't wait to send them out. I actually might have time to do that tomorrow. So if you're one of the winners over the last month or two that I haven't sent stuff out to, I need to write that down on my to-do list. I think I can probably get that done tomorrow morning. I'll have some time before I drive down to Baltimore for the Texans and the Ravens in the booth. Sponsor confirmation email winner, Bill in C-Town. Sent me several pictures of him drinking Labatt Blue Light. Yeah, that counts. That counts. Because it's proof that you listen to me talking about my sponsors and you take action. That counts. Thank you, Bill in C-Town. Just like it counts when David Stewart had an awesome YouTube comment. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. David, all you need to do was subscribe and reply with that comment. And now I'll do a video for whomever you want, saying whatever you want me to say. The same thing people pay $25 for on Cameo, you now get for free. Just let me know who I'm doing the video for, ross@rostucker.com. Bunch of new patrons this week. I know they want to check out the vaunted grades spreadsheet on the Even Money thread of our private Slack channel by going to patreon.com/RTMedia and signing up. I get that. I love that. Please check out the other threads. The other people, the longtime Tuckheads, they're amazing. Whether we're talking about food or daddy sodas or football or the shows or whatever. Chris Krause, welcome to the family. No real big show today, Jack, just news and games. So let's dive right into the Tuck's takes.
Tuck's Takes.
All right, Ross. The Ravens, they cut Melvin Gordon and they signed running back Dalvin Cook, but Marlon Humphrey is out.
A lot here. First of all, Melvin Gordon, that's kind of rough, right? I think he'll revert to the practice squad and they'll keep him there. But Melvin Gordon's like, yo, hello. I've been here all season, busting my butts for you guys. I've done fine when I gotten in the game. And now right before the playoffs, you're going to cut me and bring in Dalvin Cook? And the answer, Melvin, is yes, that's exactly what they're doing. Because this is professional football, and these teams are going to do whatever they can do or whatever they think they need to do to just get a little bit better. And they believe Dalvin Cook will help them more than you would. And so now you probably revert back down to the practice squad. Dalvin Cook gets to be on the roster, might even get some playing time, probably will on Saturday, tomorrow now, geez, against the Texans. Because remember, they lost both J.K. Dobbins and Keaton Mitchell. Arguably their two best running backs, two most explosive running backs throughout the year. Still have the Gus Bus, who's had a good year. Marlon Humphrey being out is a big deal, Jack. That is their best corner going against Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud and these receivers. That is not ideal, to say the least, for the Ravens to not have Marlon Humphrey in this game. That's a big loss.
Lions, they activate edge rusher James Houston from the IR, and they cut Julian Okwara.
I love that you looked up which Okwara it was. I couldn't remember when I made up the notes for the show. The Lions have two Okwaras, so I just put and cut Okwara because I didn't know which one it was, and I didn't feel like looking it up. That's why, Jack, you know, you're not just a pretty face, Jack. You put the time in. James Houston had an awesome rookie year last year. This year he's been banged up, but yeah, I mean, you're getting to this point in the playoffs. They could use any situational edge rusher opposite Aiden Hutchinson to get some snaps in that they can. And again, Okwara has been fine. James Houston is better. Better is what these teams are looking for.
Speaking of the Lions, offensive coordinator Ben Johnson has four interviews for head coaching jobs over the next 2 days.
Did you see, Jack, I tweeted something about this at Ross Tucker NFL, and it like really blew up.
I did see
really
this, yes.
Really blew up. I should mention, by the way, at Ross Tucker Pod is what you should be following to reply to live streams to win, because that's what you need to do. You need to reply to the at Ross Tucker Pod live stream on the aforementioned Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. So I tweeted about this at Ross Tucker NFL. By the way, I really hope the Ravens have the crab cakes at halftime. In 2019, I think they were saving the crab cakes, Jack, for the AFC Championship game. They lost to the Titans in the divisional round. Let that be a lesson. You need to bring it in every aspect of your organization. You need to bring it right from the start in the postseason. You can't hold the crab cakes for the AFC Championship game. There might not be an AFC Championship game if you don't bring out the crab cakes in the divisional round. So let's all hope. Let's all hope, Jack. That's why you got to follow me on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. I will have a video of the Tuck spreads. That will be tomorrow. Looking forward to the game. If you're driving around, you know the deal. I love when you take a screenshot or you listen. Nowadays, by the way, every game on Westwood One is live streamed. So you can listen on your phone, laptop, whatever. Anyway, something's still not right to me, Jack. You know, if a team's playing in the wild card round, they no longer have those guys be able to be interviewed in the wild card round. So then it gets pushed back to the divisional round. But something's not right. Like, Ben Johnson, they played Sunday night, okay? And then he's got the biggest game in over 30 years in Lions for the Detroit Lions. He's one of the probably five most important people to the game. And he has four interviews the next couple days for a job that'll pay him at least $10 million a year probably for 5 years and totally change the path of him and his entire family's future. I got to be honest with you, Jack. I would want to win playoff games with the Detroit Lions so bad, but I would care more about my daughters and my wife than the Detroit Lions. And I would want to make sure I was as prepared for those interviews as I could possibly be. I would so regret it if I went into those interviews not ready to roll and didn't get the job as a result, because I've been on a hiring committee before. There's a big difference in how people handle and perform in these interviews. I understand why they feel like they can't push it back anymore. These teams want to make decisions. They want to feel like they're getting started for the next year. But something's still not right here. It's still not right to me. Two interviews today, two interviews Saturday. They're probably grueling. They're at least a couple hours. And as I said on social media in a reply, yes, he, by this afternoon, everything game plan in is in, right? The question is, how much time did he spend the last few days on the Bucks versus on these interviews and preparing for them? That's the question. I don't like it, because you know how I am, Jack. The separation is in the preparation. I would want to be super prepared, having a great feel for the roster and what I can say to the owner about how I'm going to fix their organization. That's not easy to do while you're planning for a game.
The NFL Scouted Combine is staying in Indianapolis in 2025.
That's great. I've only ever been one time. It's just, by the time the season's over, the Super Bowl, I go skiing the next weekend. It's just hard to be like, I travel with my family every weekend. It's hard to be like, oh, I'm just going to go to the Combine for no reason. Maybe we should go some year, Jack, and get a bunch of interviews. That would probably be good, something to consider. But I don't know, man. It's hard. Like, I would be paying for that. So it's hard to pay out of pocket to travel when I travel every weekend the entire season, and I don't pay for it. My employers do. Anyway, I'm glad it's an Indy.
Ohio State fires former Patriots offensive coordinator and Texans head coach Bill O'Brien as their offensive coordinator.
You want to try that again? It sounded like you said F instead of H. Did you say hires or fires?
Hired. I had a little frog in my throat, so maybe it came out different.
Oh, it sounded like you said Ohio State fires former. I was like, that's hard to do.
He'll join Nate Tice.
I don't even work here.
He'll join Nate Tice.
What's that?
I said he'll join Nate Tice.
Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting that Bill O'Brien did not want to wait around to see if he could get an NFL job anywhere else and wanted to make sure he had a spot somewhere, I guess. But he hasn't had a lot of success this past year, so I guess Ryan Day is giving up play calling and giving it to Bill O'Brien. Wow, that's a lot of trust to put in a guy that just had one of the worst offenses in the NFL if you're Ryan Day. Because if he has a bad year, I don't even know who the quarterback is for Ohio State. If he has a bad year, then Ryan Day could be next. You know, Jack, you never have a bad day when you order in DoorDash. Make it easy on yourself, okay? Now you can root for your squad while your food and drinks are on the way, or root for your even money bets or your fantasy feast lineup. That means burgers, chips, dip, soda, pizza, wings, so much more delivered straight to your door. Do you want to wash it down, Jack? I know you want to wash it down. Wash it down with Labatt Blue Light, like my guy who sent me, Bill in C-Town, sent me. He was with friends. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights this weekend, especially during the Bills game on Sunday, and live life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
So Ohio State's quarterback next year is PA guy Will Howard, Kansas State transfer.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot.
And we got Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin expects offseason extension, while defensive lineman Cam Hayward confirms he is not retiring.
Well, that's good news for the Steelers, because Cam Hayward can still play. Awesome player, having a fantastic career. And then for Mike Tomlin, that's interesting, because I thought there was a chance that he wanted to go into this last year of his contract. I thought there was a chance he wanted to go into the last year so he could be a coaching free agent after the season and really have his options to go elsewhere. It doesn't sound like that's the case.
And the Arizona Cardinals, they fire their CFO and two vice presidents amid an organizational shakeup.
It sounded like they hired an outside consultant or they hired somebody new to come in, and that person did like a total review of the entire organization, who was doing what was necessary, what wasn't. And that's why they elected to make this decision and make this move. Let's dive into the games, Jack.
Want to know which team is going to win every single game on Sunday? Then listen up.
We'll start with an NFC Central battle. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Detroit Lions.
That's a good point on the NFC Central battle. Very good point. So I like the Lions. Why are we starting with that game?
I believe that's the first. I don't know. You know why? So I copy and pasted the show notes from Cosell, and we start with Lions for that game instead of chronological order.
How about we do chronological order?
My apologies.
You're throwing me off. Texans, Ravens, my game.
Texans, Ravens.
Okay. Well, I like the Ravens to win the game. I do think the Marlon Humphrey injury is a significant one. One of the other ones we're keeping an eye on is Mark Andrews. I wonder if the Ravens put him out there at all and maybe have limited snaps to kind of get him back in the groove for a potential AFC Championship game, or if they just don't risk it for a week, let him get another week of practices under his belt, and then unleash him in the AFC Championship game. Interestingly, per the Ben Johnson conversation, the Bobby Slowick had a couple of virtual interviews yesterday because today he'll be traveling from Houston to Baltimore, and then Saturday's the game day. So the right time for Slowick to have those interviews was Thursday. That seems silly to me. I would think he should be able to do the interviews on Sunday because, listen, if the Texans lose, then he's fine to do the interviews. If the Texans win, then he does the interviews Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, because they don't even know who they're playing yet because the Chiefs and the Bills don't play till Sunday night. Why is he doing the interviews yesterday? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. At any rate, I'm going to probably tweet this today at Ross Tucker NFL. And maybe I've said this earlier, Jack, but with Mike McDaniel, Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, with that tree, the way they're coaching, everybody should interview Bobby Slowick. What he's done with CJ Stroud, everybody should be interviewing that guy and strongly considering having that guy as their next head coach based on the track record of that Shanahan tree, because it's super, super impressive what they've been able to do. You know, these teams played in week one. It's a very, very different time now. You know, the Texans' formula for success in this one, Jack, is probably like most teams. When they're significant underdogs, they need to win the turnover battle, which won't be easy because the Ravens lead the league in takeaways. The Ravens lead the league in turnover ratio, turnover margin. But the Texans have the fewest turnovers of any team in the league, which is just remarkable for a rookie quarterback. That is crazy. So the Texans' recipe for success is to win the turnover battle. And yes, Lamar Jackson has had issues with turnovers in the postseason. I think he has 4 touchdowns, 7 turnovers in the playoffs. He's 1-3 in the playoffs. The only win, I think, was what, at Tennessee 1 year? Maybe the COVID year, 2020, I think. At any rate, I like the Ravens to win the game. I don't think they'll turn it over. They have the number one scoring defense in the league that's just been on a tear. They're refreshed. They're ready. They're playing at home. Lamar's the MVP. That would be a brutal loss for the Ravens. I'm going to say, Jack, this one is like 27-17 Baltimore, something like that. And I'm going to say there's a lot of snow today in the Northeast. So whether you're hosting game day or movie night, DiGiorno knows that planning a watch party on a budget isn't easy. You need the perfect setting, the perfect squad, and the perfect eats. Luckily, your Game Time Mastermind And you know that grabbing DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza can bring home a dub because it's packed with half a pound of cheese, sauce, and other toppings and comes at an incredible price. Make the game-winning call and grab a DiGiorno Classic Crust Pizza from the grocery store today. It's not delivery. It's DiGiorno.
We go next to the Green Bay Packers, who are at the San Francisco 49ers.
It's wild that both these games are on Saturday, and there's so many similarities, right? It's the number one seed, the best team, coming off a bye, playing at home against sort of a surprise upstart squad with a young star quarterback that people were not expecting to be here. It's like the same game, back to back. And my handicap is probably the same. I feel like I give both these teams, because of their young, outstanding quarterbacks in Stroud and Love, would it shock me if either one came out and just started to light things up and played awesome? No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me at all, and it's a definite possibility that that happens, that one of these teams plays awesome. And maybe it's Jordan Love and these young receivers, because I still don't think that's the strength of this team for the Niners, the secondary, right? They lost Hufanga earlier. I think their corners are probably just okay. So I think with all these weapons that the Packers have on offense, I think that this game is winnable for the Packers if Jordan Love plays out of his mind. The problem is, I know they've been better the last couple games. Still don't have a lot of faith in Joe Barry and his defense to slow down this Niners offense. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think the Niners are going to put up a bunch of points. I think this one ends probably a similar score, but I know the one guy likes when I change it up a little bit. So let's go 27-19. 27-19, the Niners move on and host the NFC Championship game.
Now we'll go to the NFC Central battle between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, you kind of throw me off when you go out of order there. I like the Lions a lot in this game. I actually think the spread should be bigger than it is. You know, credit to Baker Mayfield. He's playing really well, and the Bucs had a good game against the Eagles, but the week before that against the Panthers, they won 9-0, and they were very fortunate because a couple touchdowns came off the board for the Panthers. The week before that, they kind of got dominated home by the New Orleans Saints. Now they got to go to Detroit. That environment is going to be insane. I feel like we've said this a couple times now, but Baker and those weapons, the receivers for the Bucs, do give them a chance against the Lions corners. The Lions corners, all three of these favorites, Jack, like the Ravens don't have Marlon Humphrey. The Niners, I don't think the corners might be the weakest position on the Niners. And then the Lions, the corners are definitely the weakest position. Greg talks about it all the time here on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the great Greg Cosell. So they can be had, and I think that's why there will be some points. But I also think this Lions offense is in a really good place. Although the Bucs defense is playing much, much better, which gives them a chance in this one. I'm going to say, 31-24, 31-20, something like that. I think the Detroit Lions get the win, and the Detroit Lions would be heading to the NFC Championship game. Incredible.
Kansas City Chiefs are at the Buffalo Bills.
And I'm going to make this, Jack, my pick of the week for DraftKings. It's presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code Ross, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. I like the Chiefs to win the game. And I like the Chiefs to win the game for a couple different reasons. Number one, and primarily, health. The Chiefs, I follow Sports Injury Central, SixScore.com. the Chiefs have the greatest health disparity over the Bills in any of these divisional round games. The Bills are coming into this one really, really beat up, especially on defense. Not good. The Chiefs have the best defense Andy Reid's maybe ever had, second in scoring defense, second in yards allowed. I always have confidence in Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game, especially against this beat-up Bills defense. And then I think there's just so much pressure on the Bills. Can't lose at home in the divisional round again. Can't lose the Chiefs in the playoffs again. A lot of pressure on the Bills. For all these reasons, I'm taking the Chiefs in this game. Now, the deal is, Jack, you know, Josh Allen, he's going to have to be Superman, and he can be. You know, we've seen it a lot as of late, and maybe the weather helps the Bills, although the Chiefs just played in, like, the cold, like one of the coldest games in NFL history. So, like, that's not going to bother the Chiefs. They're used to the cold. That's not an advantage for the Bills. They need Josh Allen to put on his cape and be Superman. And ultimately, this game's a toss-up for me. So I would probably take, you know, whichever team just does, like, one of these quarterbacks is going to have a turnover or two, or there's going to be a costly turnover or two in this game. Whoever that is, that's who's going to lose the game. So we'll see. Listen, you guys know how I feel about my Buffalo Bills. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But I'm taking the Chiefs to win the game. Let's say 23-20. I think we're done here.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also check out Even Money, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.
Shout out to MyFrontPageStory.com. You know why I'm shouting it out? Because it's the best Valentine's Day gift you could ever give a loved one. If you have not checked out MyFrontPageStory.com as a holiday gift, you're doing it wrong. BackOfficeSchedule.com, SteakhouseSports.com, HumanHeadNYC.com, Sporticulture, Pizza Boy Brewing.